People, take your seats.
The Honourable Member for Curtin, the dazzling Julie Bishop, is in the room.
Thank you, people. Well, I'm so sorry to upset the nation, my fans and my designers, but I will not be contesting the next election. I am retiring from politics. Yes, I know. I'll lose the $6 million wardrobe allowance, the shoe warehouse, and they'll even put me in business class for life. How terribly bogan. But I'll get through it.
Oh, but Miss Bishop, you're our hero. What about women in politics?
Well, women need to take a stand and leave politics to attract women in politics.
Huh?
Never mind. I have left many legacies in foreign affairs. I'll never forget my $80 billion contribution to Liechtenstein's amazing lipstick factories, a triumph for women worldwide.
What a legacy!
I'll be launching a farewell tour from tomorrow. First stop, Paris, London, then Roma and Barcelona. All flights and accommodation paid for by Hello World, the government's preferred travel agent.
Brilliant. How gorgeous.
And the finale, ladies, will be a fabulous motorcade in a government-supplied Bentley down St George's Terrace in Perth, alongside the world's greatest Prime Minister, my dear Malcolm.
Oh, that's just divine.
Yes, divine, all right.
And then what, Miss Bishop?
Well, thank you for asking. My darling Kevin Rudd and I have been liaising for 6 years on this. We will be Joint Secretary Generals of the UN, where we'll be forcing Western nations to save the planet and immigrants, because it's only right that we gave our wealth to all corrupt third world despots.
Yes, lovely, lovely.
So, excuse me, as I'm having lunch now with Penny Wong, before I head off to the Oscars next Monday as guest of Hillary Clinton. What a gal. Goodbye. Farewell. I've done the hard yards in 6,000 pairs of the best Jimmy Choo shoes, and I'll miss my Armani skirts. Bye for now. Good luck, ScoMo. I hope my departure doesn't hurt the party. That's the last thing I want.